Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Scarlett here is really confused here because it took her a long time to finally build up the nerve to ask this dude out. She did. She thought it went great. So why is this dude ghosting her? Hey, Scarlett.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Besides confused.
Besides confused, I'm doing fine.
All right, tell us about this dude. What made him so attractive and why you were so scared to ask him out in the first place?
Well, okay, so we worked together, and basically from the very first day I started, he has been on my radar. He is tall, he's handsome, he's tan, he's got curls. Oh, he's adorable. He's adorable. And every time I look at him, I get like shaky. My palms get sweaty. It's like the weirdest thing for the last couple of years. He just makes me that kind of nervous.
He's your crush.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I decided that I was going to leave this job, you know, because we work at a restaurant. We wait tables and it's great and all. It's good money. But also, I feel like I'm kind of old enough to like start a career now. And I figured, you know, I should just shoot my shot now and ask him if he wanted to go out with me. And I did it.
Good for you.
And I'm very I'm very proud of myself that I did it. And he said yes, which I totally was not prepared for. I figured he was going to tell me no. I was making up all of these you know, reasons why he would tell me no in my head, but he didn't tell me no.
When you asked him and he said yes, did you go, really?
No, I didn't.
Did you understand the question? Like, really? You really want to go? Really?
I didn't. I was just like, oh, okay. And I actually went to the bathroom and like had a panic attack, but I was very excited about it.
All right, so you guys finally go out.
You shot your shot.
And where do you go? Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the night that's making you so confused now.
So we went out to dinner, and dinner was great. Conversation was great. You know, I had a little bit of a drink to calm my nerves a little bit, but I wasn't like totally like, you know, just a little something because I don't really do alcohol. And I thought the conversation was really well. I thought the date was really well. He was very much a gentleman. He pulled out my chair. He walked me to my car and he kissed me on my cheek. Oops. Which for some people is not a big deal. It's a big deal for me considering I've been crushing on this guy for years. Yeah.
So you actually felt his lips press up against your cheek.
And he was a total gentleman. Everything was going great. He checked out all the boxes.
Uh-huh. He checked all the boxes and he smelled really good too.
That's a plus. Mm-hmm. At the end of the date, was there any like future agreement made or like thrown out there about future plans? Like, let's do this again soon or I'll text you, anything like that?
I think I said I had a great time. We should do this again soon. And he said, sure. And then the next day I texted him. I said, thank you so much for yesterday. You know, I had a really great time. He said he had a really great time as well, but he didn't initiate a second date. And I didn't want to initiate it since I initiated the first one.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Right.
So here you are kind of miffed because everything went so well. How did the date end again? It was just a kiss on the cheek and a, hey, see you soon?
It was a kiss on the cheek and had a great time. See you soon. Because I hadn't left the job yet either.
So this could very well be just like, He might. So I've had this happen to me in the past, too. I consider myself a good conversationalist, right? Others would call it BSing. So if I wasn't having a fantastic time on a date, you wouldn't even know it. I mean, I can keep conversation going. I'm having an okay time. But in the back of my mind, I also know that this is the last time that this is going to happen. So maybe it's just one of those things.
And for you guys, who like everybody in here who's been on like first dates, if you really like somebody, will you give them like a genuine kiss on the first date?
If the vibes were there. Oh, no.
You don't kiss on the first date?
I wouldn't initiate it on the first date unless I was like 100% sure she wanted me to. Just because I feel like if you overkiss as a guy, like you blow it.
Because I remember Bart and I, my husband, now husband, who I've been with for 16 years, our very first date, I still remember that kiss like it was yesterday.
Really?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine and Tiff also. Awesome first kiss. Yeah, it said a lot. But I've also been on the receiving end of going in for a kiss and getting denied, and that kind of pain and rejection never goes away.
Yeah, I never wanted to experience that. Right. I'm terrified of it.
So I will wait and wait and wait and wait like Mo until that, it's not a green light. It's got to be like this huge spotlight green light to go in for the kiss. All right, Scarlett, so give us a couple of minutes here because Tommy, our show director, did reach out to this dude and we got answers for you on why he's kind of ghosted you and there has been no second date, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang out with us. Burt Show Second Date Update coming up next.
The Burt Show.